This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm so far down.
There we go. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. There we go.
A round of applause.
There's some Friday. Finally, it's hit on Friday.
That's it.
It took a little while.
Renee seemed impressed.
Hit. Yep.
It might be our first time hearing it.
Like, what are you doing?
Every day. We get paid for this.
Not yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You didn't hear that yesterday?
You skipped it?
We did.
Well, we were playing the Howard interview.
Accident, yeah.
Oh, accidentally.
Yes. We skipped right past 5:30.
Yeah.
Didn't we interrupt an interview once just to do it?
We did.
Yeah.
Oh, but you're – wait a minute.
Yeah.
You skipped it with the replay?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Tough look.
I leave for one day.
Yep.
Guys breaking at 56, playing through the 5:30 crease.
Well, listen, you guys left us at the station. It's just Jack, myself, and all the kids.
Oh, it was
no one else was there.
Yep, Mike was giving career advice before the show. that was going well. Hopefully they stay.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mars
Everything's
Jewelers.
Everything's not for the air.
I know.
Twitter question is brought to you by Mars Jewelers. Now I need to know off the air.
Yeah.
Show the mom in your life how much she means to you this Mother's Day with a special gift with your purchase. Details at marks-jewelers.com. Are you frustrated with Bryce Harper? Ends at 63.8% say yes.
Wow.
36.2%
But I was told he doesn't get held accountable.
Held strong.
Well, held accountable on the – I think the phones have been pretty split on
sure.
it overall.
Yeah. Well, typical. You actually push people back the other way.
I try – be most, honest with
most
you.
Most people agreed with you guys, and you said he was cooked and a foot in the grave.
You said
career's over.
I did not say foot in the grave. You said foot in the grave. I did say kind of cooked. But I didn't – it just came out.
My point is I think most people agree.
Right.
Yes.
That they're frustrated.
Yes.
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 215-592-9494. Okay, Andrew trying to find his way.
There
you're on
is.
WIP. What's up, okay?
Hey, what it do, fellas?
What it do?
What it do, Drew?
Hey, happy Side Jesus Day, first of all.
Oh, hi, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes.
And second off,
what did he call him?
Sai Jesus.
Sai Jesus.
Yes, 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 yes.
Come on, Ike.
I know.
You gotta get that Ike juice today.
It's not as good as bread and butter, though. That's the issue.
I've been drinking that Ike juice.
Well, that's even a bad time to play Ike juice.
I was getting killed either way.
Yeah, Morgenstern was like, hey, do I do it? Do I do it?
Yeah.
Come on, Justin.
I
gotta give him credit for that.
Yeah, leave Justin alone. All right.
Yeah. Oh, but if it was Buzz, Spike would be killed.
You guys said Ike juice.
I said Ike juice too. Does that play it again?
Give me some Ike juice, Justin.
He must have been drinking that Ike juice. Are you exasperated there, Andrew?
Yeah. You can't get in your little point.
I was trying to get locked in here. I was locked
in. All right. What are you locked in with? Go ahead.
So the whole Rojas situation, right, of like the what's going to happen this season, like I don't agree with him being benched until he deserves to be benched. I get a rest day every once in a while, but here's some stats on our team. I know that he's second on the team in average, batting .305. He made a mistake a couple of times in the game, but he's made up for his mistake. He's slugging, actually, .424, which is fourth on the team. He's our best hitter. Runners in scoring position. And the only negative you can use against him with those numbers is his limited ABs, which you can't hold against him. That's on him not being able to play. He has 8 RBIs and 15 at-bats with runners in scoring position. And in 25 at-bats with runners on base, he's batting .400 with 8 RBIs.
Okay. He's a platoon player, and he's not playing tonight. I mean, it is not... saying he's getting benched, and you can't say the only negative to that is his number of plate appearances and then quote the numbers, because obviously his limited plate appearances, nobody thinks he's a 300 hitter, and he's also, for a guy whose calling card is defense, has made,
has been the worst part of his game this year.
4 bonehead mistakes yes. in center field. There's nothing wrong with the guy getting a night off.
So are you saying that he can't be the everyday center fielder for this year?
Here's what I'm telling you. There is no chance Johan Rojas is an everyday center fielder for a winning team. No chance. Zero.
What has he shown you this year?
That is the best thing that he does. Forget about this year. Let's talk about everything we've seen from him. Do you think he's a 300 hitter?
I think he could be with more coaching. And he's getting coached a lot this year. His approach is different. His swing's shorter. He's not trying to tank the ball. He's trying to make solid contact. And he takes advantage of situations when he can with runners on base, which a lot of guys
Did you see what he did in the ninth inning last night?
Yeah, he got a triple on the ball.
No. Did you see what he did? Down 2 runs with 2 outs, had a double, tried to stretch it into a triple, got very lucky on the call, and almost ended the game for a bonehead mistake. Being at third base gives you no extra advantage in tying that game than being on second base. Zero. There were 2 outs.
I agree with that.
It was dumb.
I agree with that.
And honestly, they should keep benching. They should bench players.
They said he's out tonight for general body soreness.
Okay. Maybe from that slide?
Well, he was... pulled up lame the other day on a play at second base. So
thank you for the call. Okay.
Listen, he's playing good baseball right now. I think it's fine. I mean, he's playing at the plate, but he still makes.
He's been better than expected at the plate.
He makes the mental errors. Yeah. He makes Odubel seem like a genius, but
and he's been weird in center field.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Yes. I think you're going too far by saying he should be playing every single day. I mean,
yeah.
Saying that.
Yeah.
The idea that he's an everyday player right now. Like, just take it for what it is. He's playing well.
Yeah, enjoy it right now.
And then hope it continues.
Yes.
And hope it continues.
That's when you start finding out who these players are. When you start playing guys who aren't every day, you start playing them every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with Johan Rojas not playing. Kenny from the Dirty 30. You're on. Oh, my God.
Not even close.
Is that him or?
I think that's him.
Does he have us on speaker? Is that what's happening?
Sounds like speaker and Bluetooth and over the carpool.
Yeah. Jay and.
I was on a good run.
Like in a wind tunnel.
Wow.
Justin.
Wow.
Justin, I had a good run there.
You did have a good run. It was so close.
To a perfect show.
Yeah.
And then you choked at the end.
That got all rugged.
At the same time, though.
Yep.
Kenny in the 30-30 has been coming to the station since its inception.
He should know better. He should know better. Yeah. Kenny, you're on WIP. What's up, Kenny? All right.
I was here.
That wasn't the issue.
Yeah, but you have us on speakerphone.
I'm in my car. It's Bluetooth.
That doesn't change anything. Then get off the Bluetooth.
Get off the Bluetooth.
Get off the Bluetooth, man.
The Bluetooth.
Well, I don't know where he is. It might be illegal for him to get off the Bluetooth there. But, like, you...
Sorry. Yeah.
It just...
Yeah.
There was the echo. It's just like, what am I going to do?
I didn't even know they still make... Oh, he meant Bluetooth, like in the car Bluetooth.
Yeah, I think his phone is connected to the thing Bluetooth.
I tell you, that's one pain in the butt about the Bluetooth. Your phone does connect there.
You know what he should be doing, if you want to do it? I would accept AirPods.
Oh, okay.
I would accept AirPods, but I can't...
In the car?
Yeah.
I've never had AirPods on in the car.
No, yeah, because it sounds better than the... Now,
I
look,
know, but I can't take it.
If you're calling a radio station, we can't do the speaker. That's all
I agree.
Saying.
Yeah.
Jay, no.
Should we start the text line?
Yeah, let's just do the text line. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for... That's my bad. That's my bad going back to it. Don't settle for... Wait.
Just hang up on him.
Yeah, I just want to hear it.
Yo, fellas.
Yo!
All right, Jay.
Hey, man. Look, man. I'm on a highway, man. Y'all obviously can tell. I'm doing a little, going a little fast. But anyway, I said the other day, man, that I'm concerned about, you know, all of them. There's no leadership, and we argued yesterday a little bit. And said Bryce is a leader, it's just more of a quiet leader. Well, they don't need quiet, obviously. Obviously, his style is not what's working right now. I understand it's hard.
No.
Yeah, I love you, Jay, but it sounded like there's a... Let's just do the text line. That's on me. Wait. I got to read the Bernard Jewelers.
No, this is a disaster.
Yeah, well, look.
This is
look, I was off yesterday. Justin doesn't have a lot of practice. We'll get there. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. I don't want to slight them. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at X10 and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. He does hear the show every day, though.
Text line.
Every day.
Text line.
Brycey. Miss me yet? Remember when you laughed at me? The curveball machine.
Wow, deep voice Luke.
Wow, Luke is back.
And, by the way, great point on the curveball machine.
Is that supposed to be a Gabe impersonation?
No. I think that's just Luke's voice.
Like, oh, yeah, it's just deep voice Luke.
He kind of sounds like Gabe. That's a good call.
Gabe had a deep voice.
He does have a little Gabe to him.
Oh, I'm going to have to bring up the old drops, like, you know.
Yeah.
Elite reliever. I need
elite reliever. He's an elite reliever.
He's nasty, brother.
What's next?
Excuse me, sir. Yeah, where would you like this giant portrait of Jonathan Papelbon? The movies at Spike's house yesterday.
That was disgusting. Of all the things you did today, like proclaiming Bryce's career over,
I didn't.
Your love for Papelbon.
Speaking
was
of
disgusting.
One of the movers, Jeremy, loves like knows Luke somehow. He's like, I want to put in a good word for deep voice Luke. I was like, you don't need to put in a good word for deep
right,
voice
he's
Luke.
He's already locked in.
Yeah, that dude. I said, say you rang, and boom, you rang. What's next?
With everyone so excited about BG Day, we should think about doing a BH Day. We can talk about Bryce's career ending and tell old stories about when he used to be able to play. Thoughts? Spike, emailing Rod Lakin during break.
Only 6 more years left.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you what. probably not a lot of conversations about the extension going on right now.
Well, listen, if it takes
yeah,
him
I'm
getting...
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
If it gets him back to being Bryce Harper, extend him.
Yeah.
Give it to him.
I think Boris probably not making a ton of phone calls to Dombrowski. What's next?
Yo, Spike sure wasn't lying when he said Delco was a lot. The Delco pooper.
You going to add that into your reads?
That's no. For visitdelco.com, no.
Oh, my God.
Jack. Jack, I'll tell you, Jack has a long way to go.
He does.
When you trying to bring Jack along with the client thing, I'm trying to, bring him along.
Yeah.
Show them the importance of our partners, how a good live goes, all that.
Yep.
And he's like, hey, what about the Delco boomer?
He said Delco's a lot.
You're an idiot. What's next?
I'm not saying Spike is still a Knicks fan.
Oh, my
God. But callers, take note. You can derisively compare him to his dad, but you will absolutely not say that Jalen Brunson is not a top 20 player.
I mean, I don't even like Jalen Brunson that much, but he's definitely a top 20 player, right?
Yeah.
I don't think it'd certainly be
arguable down there. Yeah. I don't know if I can name 20 players better.
That's it. I don't think I can name 20 players I'd rather have than Brunson. What, Jack?
I'm still laughing.
Oh, laughing at your own joke?
Yeah.
It's just incredible timing.
I know.
All right. What's next?
Well, Spike's back. So I guess we won't get Andy from Deptford doing a play-by-play of a visit to a barber shop that none of us go to. No one in the Delaware Valley.
Did you guys put Andy on yesterday?
Oh, yeah. We brought all the guys back.
Him, Black Gritty.
Yeah, everybody called.
Buzz didn't take Chris and Ben's talking to call again.
Well, and Andy calls.
Oh, I know.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, he probably was shocked he got on.
No, I know. Wanted
well, a certain executive at WIP doesn't like the Andy calls.
Oh, wow. Put it on him.
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you. What's next?
After listening to Chuck's rant about the Phillies needing more diversity, does he think Hawaii is part of a different country when he was talking about Shane Victorino? Tim in Newark.
He certainly believes it's a different nationality. I think that's where he was going with the ethnic
background. Yeah. I don't think he thinks. Yeah, we knew what he was saying.